The boardroom was a clincher because it seemed so real. That's because it was real. People don't always understand this, or maybe they forget. I am a businessman, and my instincts are finely honed as a businessman. I can't act my way out of that, ever. And that's what comes across. Jeff Zucker and Mark Burnett recognize this trait in me, and that's why The Apprentice has been such a big hit. The Upfronts would be promoting the second season of The Apprentice in a scene set in a small boardroom in an NBC studio. The scene would be a spoof of our boardroom scenes on The Apprentice, only we would have five actual NBC executives playing prospective employees. I got to fire them all. George got to slug one, which he did in one take. He didn't need any practice or warm-up shots. Even Sam Solovey, from our first season, did a guest appearance, announcing his big new job at a rival network, which is very good news for our network. My secret nickname for him was Sam So Long Now, which is particularly funny to me now since it seems he's always around, even more so than if I'd hired him. However, I think Sam is enormously talented, and I guarantee that he will be a huge success. Just then when I thought my TV day was over, wrong again. We went outside to Rockefeller Plaza to do some shots, and we caused a pedestrian and tour bus jam in the process. I was standing on the back of a truck for everyone to see. How do I get myself into these things? I don't know. But everyone was fast and professional, and we were done in 10 minutes. Day one is a wrap. I ducked into my limousine to return to my office and make phone calls. Tuesday, May 11th, the day of the team's first assignment. We met the film crew and the new 18 at Toys R Us at Times Square. This space is the largest toy store in the world, and it really is incredible. The first assignment always has a certain edge to it, as it marks the true beginning of the show's plot and dynamics. The streets were quiet since it was 8 a.m., and the store was open just for us. I couldn't help thinking what the new candidates must have been thinking. Last time we started at the New York Stock Exchange on Wall Street, and this time we were at a toy store? But here's a fact. Toys are big business. Big to the tune of $20 billion a year. So this is not a small fry assignment. The group informed me of the two team names and that both the designated leaders are of the opposite sex from the teams they will lead. This could be a good idea, to keep the score a little more balanced than it was the last time when the women trounced the men for a while. That showed me that maybe they'd learned something from watching the show. Along with Carolyn, George, and me, several executives from Mattel Toy Company, Richard Weintraub, Evelyn Viol, and Mark Sullivan were present. They would be in charge of this assignment, which was to develop the prototype for a new commercially viable toy. The target market? A raucous group of children from 6 to 8 years old. Believe me, that's a tough market. I told them to get busy and do a good job, and they proceeded to Mattel headquarters in Chelsea to continue their work. I would check on their progress tomorrow. Meanwhile, I returned to the office to get back to work myself. Wednesday, May 12th. At 6 p.m., in the midst of an ominous thunderstorm, we drove down to Mattel headquarters for the task resolution. I was looking forward to seeing the results and what the two teams had come up with, even though I prefer grown-up-sized toys such as helicopters and airplanes. I remember wishing that we could use my helicopter right then. The traffic was terrible. We finally arrived in Chelsea, a thriving, bustling area. Mattel occupies a beautiful building with a 7-floor skylit atrium. As I was descending the stairs into the Mattel conference room, an 8-year-old boy going up the stairs saw me and wasted no time in pointing at me and telling me I was fired and in no uncertain terms. Fortunately, he was smiling, so it wasn't too scary.